4-9. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Thursday, August 22nd, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Our longtime sponsor, good friend Tony and his team over at Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord has a pre-Labor Day sale going on. It starts today. Today, Thursday, August 22nd, tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday, this Saturday, August 24th. What are they doing? Clearing out all of their remaining 2024 models at deep discount pricing. They have some models come with a screened-in gazebo that attaches directly to the unit. It's a $600 value. You need to go down and see which ones are offering this screened-in gazebo. I can tell you, this is a phenomenal value, along with the deep discount prices. If you have a current RV, travel trailer, pickup truck, camper, whatever you have that you're not wanting to keep anymore, talk to them, talk to Tony about trading it in against a brand new state-of-the-art travel trailer, fifth wheel, a toy hauler, whatever you want. They're looking for good used RVs. They're willing to give you a great price for it. Apply it towards the purchase of what you truly want. Now, a lot of people been telling me that when this election is over on November 5th, they're out of here. They may have Thanksgiving at home. They might, maybe, consider having Christmas, but that's it. A lot of people are going south for January, February, and March. Do not go to an Airbnb. Don't go to a hotel. God forbid, don't go to a hotel. Get your own travel trailer, fifth wheel, whatever you want with your vehicle that you have currently. You tell them what vehicle you have. They will tell you exactly what inventory can be pulled, hauled with your current vehicle. Some people are so surprised. They have an F-150 half-ton pickup, and they think they can't pull a fifth wheel. Well, some of these are so light and balanced in the axles of the trailers that you can actually pull them with a small pickup. You don't need a huge one-ton dually. If you want to give them a call, the phone number is 989-448-8700. Northern Michigan RV, 989-448-8700. Give them a call. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. If you actually want to go down, which is what I recommend, go down to the store. 277 Expressway Court. It's right there just west of I-75. The mile marker is 282 for the Gaylord exit is M32. Head west. That is the direction the sun is setting in after 5, 6, 7, 8 o'clock at night. That's west. For those of you who don't have your bearings of west and east and north and south, you're not a truck driver. I get it. But go west of I-75, right behind the Walgreens. Turn in at the Walgreens light across from the Home Depot, the Walmart. That traffic light, turn, head north. Go up to Expressway Court, make a right, follow it around. You'll see the inventory actually from I-75. Starts today, tomorrow, and Saturday. Any of the 2024 models they have on the lot, deep discounted prices. They have special financing packages available. If you have a used RV, you can trade it in. Basically, no other money down. Get exactly what you want. Be prepared to be able to go south in the winter. Or a lot of people get these and put them in their driveways as guest bedrooms. We love our family, but sometimes you need your privacy, if you know what I mean. So it's better to have a travel trailer or something out in the driveway plugged in. You can run a garden hose to it to provide water. You have holding tanks, no problem. They have their own little guest bedroom away from the family. Fantastic opportunity right now happening over at Northern Michigan RV. And again, tell them Trucker Randy sent you. If you go there in person to check out the inventory, select models have a screened-in gazebo. $600 value that comes with the RV, the trailer. And again, if you want to give them a call to check inventory or go to their website, northernmichiganrv.com is the website, or give them a call, 989-448-8700. Love Tony, love his team, great folks. Absolutely, Trucker Randy endorsed. Great sponsor. We love their sales. We love everything they do. Now, one of the things that I've been following in Lansing is these background stories, things happening behind the scenes. Well, some are predicting that we're already in a recession. We just don't know it yet. Signs are there. Discussion being held in Lansing, certain people analyzing this situation. What is the cause? Well, the National Conference of State Legislatures session included some reality checks. With declining revenues, a slowing economy, demographic changes, and structural deficits are the top fiscal issues for many states. This is based on Michael Darcy offering this information to the conference. The panel discussion was based on a survey of state fiscal offices across the country to determine the top fiscal issues in the states. Darcy said a majority of fiscal directors of states find these issues to be very concerning. He addressed ways that some may not be as bad as envisioned, with declining revenues being the top concern. They have some data that backs it up. Revenues declined in 16 states this last fiscal year. The median year-over-year growth for states was only 0.5%. This is a deceleration from a year ago, definitely from 2 or 3 years ago when we had revenue surges that were based on COVID. Remember the federal government throwing a ton of money at the states? Remember the $9 billion the Democrats had in excess? They could have kept it in the rainy day fund, but they chose to spend it. They spent every dime, making it that much more difficult for the current budget they passed to maintain the same level of spending. Darcy said the declining revenue is largely engineered phenomenon, given that 44 states have actually cut taxes in the last 3 years. The total amount of tax cuts were over $80 billion nationwide. Remember, though, the number he said previously? 16 states have declining revenue, while 44 other states that cut taxes saw an increase in revenue or maintained the same level. So what does that mean? It's very simple. When you cut taxes, people spend more. They buy things. What is the absolute most reliable source of revenue for Lansing? Do you know the answer? Sales tax. Sales tax on consumable items is the absolute best, most reliable source of revenue for the state government to fund our government. You cut property taxes, you cut income taxes, you cut all these other taxes, gas tax, whatever. Guess what? People have more money in their pocket. Maybe they can pay off some credit card debt, which, by the way, national average, almost every single person's credit card is maxed out. No more credit available. They're starting to see an increase in mortgage delinquencies, people getting behind on their mortgage payments. They're seeing absolutely the elimination of any savings account. They're looking at all these issues saying, we have some problems on the horizon. Economic uncertainty, Darcy said, is some substantial concerns. Now we're facing slower hiring, cooling off in the labor market. And according to the SOM rule recession indicator, signals perhaps the start of a recession. If unemployment rate increases by 0.5% over an entire year period. We'll talk about this. Wrap it up. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Epoxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Here. collector that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Just wrapping up this story. Less revenue, slowing economy among states is the top fiscal concerns. The best indicator of a U.S. recession since 1952 is signaling a start of a recession if unemployment rate increases by more than 0.5% nationwide over a one-year period. However, he said Fitch Ratings believes this time may be the exception. Why? Why an exception to this rule that's been basically accurate since 1952? Folks, that's 6 years before I was born. And I'm 66. 72 years this has been in place. Well, here's why. Biden and Harris's border policies, there has been a large increase in labor supply. That's not Americans. That's increased labor coming across the border. The problem is the new supply coming into the market is less skilled. Businesses have had the greatest drop in demand for less skilled labor. Less skilled, what does that mean? People who can't speak English. People that have absolutely no updated state-of-the-art skills. Don't know how to operate a computer. They don't know anything about searching on Google or DuckDuckGo. They don't know anything about word processing. They don't know anything about databases. They don't understand anything about PowerPoint. They don't understand spreadsheets. They don't have technical training. They're not skilled labor like a welder, a plumber, an electrician, a carpenter, a factory worker. Somebody with experience that knows how to operate an automated press or drive a high-low or drive a semi-truck. Businesses have gone state-of-the-art with technology. With the introduction of AI and other things, businesses are elevating their games. Jobs that used to be done by a human being, now being done by a robot or a computer. They still need the employee to do other things, though, while the task that can be done by a computer or a robot is great. But those that can't, you still need people. But you need skilled labor. Here's the bottom line. Understand that about 3 million new people, listen to this, 3 million new people entered the country last year, 2023, alone. Some are saying we are at 3 or 4 million already in 2024. With these border policies and the people that are actually coming here legally, wanting to come here, getting through that long period, very costly, expensive route, along with the illegals, we have had a surge of labor supply coming in. It's only been choked off in the last 6 months. Why? Largely due to executive actions by the current president leading into the November 5th general election. Where is this increase coming from? This increase in labor supply? Young, unskilled people who are new entrants into the economy and new to the United States. That's a nice way of saying illegal immigrants crossing our border illegally. What happens to supply and demand? Well, when you have all these new people coming into the country, everybody's desperate to get a job. The problem is they don't have the skills to do the jobs that are required by our businesses. As a result, they can't find a job because they don't have the skills. Unemployment goes up. And it's going to go up by huge numbers, but it hasn't been reported yet. So as a result, we may be in a recession right now. We just don't know it. Because this main indicator of unemployment isn't being tracked with the illegal immigrants being factored in to the numbers. Remember, they're not here legally. They are not U.S. citizens. They are not technically registered voters, but yet they're here. This is a huge problem. Other states in Idaho, Utah, demographic changes there have been positive. Many of those people coming to those states have people with very high birth rates, and they're also leaving high-tech states like California and New York. Many are heading out west. Folks, if you've never been to Utah or Idaho, it's absolutely gorgeous country out there. Salt Lake City, Utah, you're down in a bowl surrounded by snow-capped mountains. Idaho is gorgeous. Low tax rates. One last